A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have considered the subject of faith as a necessary complement and empowerer of the dynamite of prayers. Prayers become potent and powerful through faith. Prayers produce result through faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God according to the scriptures. For they that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6. So faith is the necessary accompaniment or ingredient to make prayers potent and productive. Another weapon that makes prayer potent and productive is fasting. Fasting is very important to the life of a man of prayers, a man of intercession, a man of supplication. Fasting, waiting upon the Lord, not intending to change God with a fasting. Fasting does not change God. Rather, it changes you and causes you to become conformed to the will and the word of God for your life. For our discussion, our prayers, and our meditations, we're going to look at the book of Isaiah, chapter number 58. We start our reading from verse number 6. I am reading from the New King James translation of the Bible. The scripture says, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, 'Here I am.' If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of fingers and speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in darkness, and your darkness shall be as noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose water do not fail." The benefits and the blessings of fasting. Fasting is very potent. It makes our prayers powerful. And so it is important, dear listener, to incorporate this spiritual discipline to your life and into your destiny. I said in one of our Bible study series that if you need your church or your pastor to impose fasting on you, then you have not started as a believer. As a believer in Christ Jesus, there must be a day in the week, at least one, or maybe two, that you have set apart to wait on the Lord for fasting and for prayers, to build up spiritual capacity, to increase your faith in the Lord. Your faith must be daily increased. And so when you wait of God in fasting and in prayers, you build spiritual capacity, you increase your faith, and you break the power of the flesh, the influence of the flesh over your life is subdued. Fasting. We must understand that every commandment of scriptures is ordained for our profiting. Whatever the scripture commands, it is ordained for our profiting. God wants you to profit from his word. And so fasting is one of the divine ordinations, the things that Christ Jesus ordained for our lives to become better. So fasting strengthens your prayer life. It makes prayers potent and powerful. What are the benefits of fasting? Number one, fasting guarantees the release or the renewal of power and strength. Power is released when you wait on the Lord, or renewed, depending on your state or the state of your relationship with God. Strength is either released or renewed unto you in the place of prayer. Power and strength is released when we wait on the Lord in fasting and in prayers. In Luke chapter number 4, verse number 14, the scripture says concerning Jesus, "Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out throughout all the surrounding regions. Jesus had waited on God in fasting and in prayers. Don't forget. And after this exercise, the Bible says the devil came to tempt him. He overcame the temptations because he had waited on God in fasting. Fasting had subdued the flesh and enabled him to say no to the temptations of the devil. And there the Bible says that he returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. Jesus returned, power now released, because he had waited on God in fasting and in prayers. Power is released when you wait on God. Your strength is renewed when you wait on him. And that's what the scripture says in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 40, and in verse number 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The Bible says they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they will not faint. Waiting on the Lord renews our strength. It releases strength and it renews strength. Each time you wait on God in fasting and in prayers, strength is renewed unto you, power is renewed unto you. Or if you are a starter, strength is released unto you, the power of God is released unto you. You cannot tap into the power of the Almighty, you cannot tap into the supernatural if you eat 7 days in a week and 4 or 5 weeks in a month and 12 months in a year. If you do not set apart any day that you wait on the Lord in prayers and in fasting, then you can never operate in the supernatural. And so, number one benefit of fasting is that it guarantees the release and the renewal of power and strength. And don't forget, fasting subdues the flesh, which wars against the spirit. Fasting makes you spiritually sensitive, makes you spiritual and not sensual. And these are the two categories of people we have in the Church of Jesus Christ today. People who are spiritual, they are few in number, and a large number of those who are sensual. And so fasting makes you spiritual with other combinations and not just sensual. And so it is important to wait on the Lord in fasting and in prayers. Number two benefit to fasting is that it brings about the fulfillment of prophecies. There are prophecies, there are words that are hanging upon the destiny of a man. Hanging prophecies, hanging promises are released by prayer and by fasting. In 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and in verse number 18, look at what the scripture says. Paul, writing to his son Timothy, said, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare." There were hanging promises and prophecies upon the life of Timothy, but Paul here encouraged Timothy to wage war through prayer and fasting in order to bring about the fulfillment of the prophecies gone forth concerning him. What am I saying, dear listener? Prayer and fasting about the fulfillment of prophecies concerning you. So many prophecies about Christ Jesus our Lord, until he waited in fasting and prayers, the messianic ministry of Jesus did not find expression. So expression was given to this ministry through prayer and fasting. Elijah received a word for three men in 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 15 to verse 17. He received a word for each of these three men, Azazel, Jehu, and Elisha. One was fulfilled almost immediately, while the others were prolonged, or not until 2 Kings chapter 9, that their words began to come to manifestation. My prayer is that your word will not be prolonged. Prophecies concerning you will not be delayed in the name of Jesus. And I pray that every power that is prolonging your word will be consumed by fire. Your word will happen and God's name will be glorified. So don't forget, fasting makes our prayers potent and productive. The reason why, you must make out time to wait on the Lord in fasting and in prayers. And the Lord will hear you as you pray in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, "Father, I receive the strength, the grace to wait on you, to subdue my flesh, to wait on you in fasting and in prayers in the name of Jesus." Make that your number one prayer this morning. Father, I receive the help of the Holy Spirit. I receive your strength to wait upon you in fasting and in prayers. I subdue my flesh today. I bring my flesh under I dictate to my flesh, you will submit to the dictates of the spirit. You will be spiritually sensitive, not just sensual. You will wait on the Lord in fasting and in prayers in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let strength, my strength, spiritual strength be renewed unto me in the name of Jesus. Renew my strength as I wait upon you. Let my strength be renewed. Lift your voice and pray. Father, I pray that as I wait on you, my strength in you will be renewed. Renew my strength to me in the name of Jesus. Let spiritual strength be renewed to me. Let stamina be released unto me. Make me spiritually strong and sensitive and not spiritually weak. Let strength be released, be renewed unto me in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, let there be a performance of the words concerning me. Let prophecies concerning me begin to find fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that prophecies concerning me begin to find fulfillment, that promises concerning me begin to come to performance in the name of Jesus. I come against every power that is prolonging my word. Let them be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Let my word happen. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that spiritual strength and stamina be released and be renewed unto you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will give you grace and strength to dominate your flesh, that the flesh will not dominate you, that you will live spiritual and not sensual. I pray in the name that is above all names, that your word will begin to find expression. Your word will happen and God's name will be glorified. I pray this weekend will be glorious in your life. You will see God at work in your life and you will have great testimonies. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral this Sunday. It is our new wine, that is our communion service. It promises to be great and the Lord will bless you. Time is 8 a.m. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share this link with your contact. And for your question, your comment, your testimony needs, get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend and the Lord bless you.